Can I record you?
If you like.
Oh, thank you. I'm just looking at this bridge.
I mean, this bridge has been here since I was a boy, and I'm 75 now.
Are
you? So it must have been built in the late 30s or early 40s. Must have been.
So you've seen some changes around here then?
Yeah, quite a lot. The mine used to be there, Easington Colliery. Yeah. Used to be there, and it's all levelled out now. I was born and bred in Easington Colliery. My parents are miners.
Yeah. Mm. Did you work down the mine?
I ended up a miner myself. Worked with my father for about 5 years.
Gosh, yeah. You worked down with him every day?
Yeah. What you call, in the old days, was coal yewing and putting, you know, with a pony in a tub.
So you went down with a pony in a tub?
No, the ponies were kept down the mines. Yeah. They had stables underground. Okay. Kept down the mines, yeah. The ponies never saw daylight, just electric light. Mm. Yeah.
And did you get on well with the horse, the pony?
Oh, yeah. Loved it.
Did it have a name?
Loved all the ponies, yeah. Jack.
Yeah.
It was like brown and white.
Yeah.
About this high. Clever pony. They were clever.
Clever.
In fact, it was so clever, sometimes... If you tied it up and you're having what you call bait, which was our like in the middle of the shift, he used to have a snack, which was where when I was 18 was jam and bread or something like that. Yeah. Couldn't afford cooked ham and all like that. Jam and bread. Now the ponies, if you didn't watch them, when you were sitting having 5 minutes, the pony would take your tin out of your pocket when your coat was hanging up on a nail on a post, would take the tin out of your pocket, drop it on the ground, put the tin between its legs like that, pull the lid off.
No.
Yes, clever they were. Pull the lid off and eat your jam and bread. Little buggers they were. Aye, you had to watch them. Aye, used to eat your bloody jam and bread if you didn't watch it.
That's
some of them were very clever.
That would really rile me, that. Somebody taking my food.
Oh, God, you'd be impossible,
almost human, no kidding.
Yeah.
So, when that all finished, did you miss it?
You missed the comradeship with your friends and all that. The comradeship was absolutely fantastic down the mines.
Yeah.
You know, if you were working with anybody, you looked after each other.
Because if you've got that feeling of support around you, then it makes
you
bearable,
aren't you?
Well,
you're happy when you work,
aren't
you?
Yeah, you are.
When you think you can talk to your friend who's next to you.
Yeah. Mm.
I suppose it's a case of, you know, in that time, people watched out for your back. But now, you have to watch out for your own back.
Yeah. Well, talk about watch for your back. When you came out of the mines, we had showers. Mm. You came out of the mine, you went into this room, took your clothes off, went in, had a shower, and when you say wash your back, you used to wash each other's backs, because you couldn't reach around there. When you went home, you wouldn't think you'd been down the mine. There wasn't a mark on you.
Yeah.